保罗说啊，神住在人所没有办法靠近的大光里头。
Paul says that God living a light that no other human can get close to.
啊，这在表示神是完全的圣洁。
This symbolizes God's absolute purity.
啊，所以神他也配得所有的荣耀。
And God is worthy of all the glory.
啊，所以我们要啊常常看重啊神的圣洁以及神的荣耀。
And we should always look up to God's glory and holiness.
我们请看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Book of Isaiah, 57, verse 15. For thus says the high and the lofty one, who inhabits in eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
啊，在这里，神他也是啊自己说明啊，他是至高的，他是尊贵的，啊是圣洁的。
And here God mentioned that He is the Most High and the Holy.
啊，那因为他对人的怜悯啊，所以他愿意啊跟这个心灵痛悔谦卑的人同在。
And because He's willing, He's willing to stay close to the one with contrite heart.
所以神对人是充满着恩慈跟怜悯。
God is full of mercy towards the people.
所以神他愿意跟人来同在。
And God is willing to be with us.
但是我们不可以忽略了神的本质就是圣洁荣耀。
But we shall not ignore God's essence, which is holiness.
而且我们要非常的非常的看重啊神的这个圣洁跟荣耀。
And we should put an emphasis on God's holiness and His glory.
我们请看利未记的第十章。
Let's all turn to Book of Levi. Chapter 10, Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3. And Moses said to Aaron, This is what the Lord spoke, saying, By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified.
这里说，神要显出他的圣洁，在这些凡是亲近他的人当中。
Here God says, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy.
亲近神啊，是我们每一个人都愿意的，而且我们在努力。
And all of us are willing and are working towards being near to God.
我们要清楚的知道，神是圣洁的神。
And we should know that God is a holy God.
那神是配得所有的荣耀。
He's worthy of all glory and praise.
所以我们也总是将荣耀来归给神。
That's why we always give all the glory unto God's name.
这是一个很严肃的事情。
This is not something to be joking or play around with.
神是圣洁的，神是配得荣耀的。
Because God is worthy of all the praises and glory.
我们请看第十章的第一节、第二节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So the fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
这里提到有两个人，他们来亲近神。
Here talk about two people coming near to God.
但是他们 没有看重神的圣洁跟神的荣耀。
But they did not regard God's holiness and glory.
啊，结果呢？啊，有火将他们烧灭。
And the result is the fire devoured them.
啊，从利未记的第六章里头啊，我们知道他们有那个祭坛上面的火。啊，那个是永远不熄灭的。
From Leviticus chapter 6, we know that the fire on the altar is eternal.
啊，那他们要烧这个香，需要用那个坛上的火。
And whenever they burn incense, they need to use that fire.
啊，那这两个人呢，他们不是用那个坛那个祭坛上的火。
But these two people did not use that holy fire.
啊，虽然他们有那个。有那个热心想要亲近神
，Even though they have the heart to get closer to God，
啊，但是他们没有看重神的圣洁
，But they did not regard God's holiness。
啊，在圣经里头啊，也有另外的两个例子，也是这个样子。
And there are two more examples in the Bible that's similar to this。
啊，比如说大卫要将耶柜迎进这个啊耶路撒冷。
The first one is when David。David's man carried the ark of God into Jerusalem.
啊，那我们知道，在那个事情里头也是发生了一个意外。
And we know that there were an accident that happened.
啊，那在《使徒行传》第五章里头也提到这个亚拿尼亚夫妇的事件。
And in Acts chapter 5.It mentioned the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
那都是跟神的这个圣洁有关系。
And all of these are related to God's holiness.
那从这些事情啊，让我们来做一下反省，以及给我们一些提醒。
And we can learn a lot and reflect upon these stories.
啊，第一个，我们热心也要加上知识。
We should be zealous, but we should also have knowledge.
我们请看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章第一节。
Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 1. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved.
保罗他是以色列人。
Paul was an Israelite.
当他领受了主耶稣的救恩之后
After he received Christ's salvation,
他也很关心他的同胞，其他的这些以色列人。
He also cared for his people, the other Israelites.
他保罗已经知道，相信主耶稣才能够得着拯救。
Paul realized that through Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation.
那保罗也知道。很多的以色列人，他们都很看重得救这一件事情。
And Paul also know that many Israelites want to be saved.
啊，但是保罗也发现说，但是这些很多的以色列人，他们不晓得要相信主耶稣。
Nevertheless, many Israelites did not know Jesus.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God.But not according to knowledge.
啊，这些以色列人啊，他们对神也都是十分的热心。
And these Israelites were very, very zealous towards God.
啊，但是他们却没有得着救恩。
However, they did not receive salvation.
啊，为什么呢
？And why is that?
啊，因为他们不是按着真知识。
Because they did not do according to the true knowledge.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
他们不晓得要借着主耶稣他们才能够得着神的义。
They did not know to gain the righteousness through Christ.
他们只是很努力的想要建立起自己的义。
Instead, they seek to establish their own righteousness.
哦，他们想要用自己的义来代替神的义。
And they want to replace God's righteousness with their own.
啊，但是这是不可能的。
However, this is not possible.
哦，那所以他们有热心，但是不是按着真知识。
So they have the zeal without knowledge.
这也是人很容易有的一个啊一个缺啊一个软弱。
This is something that everyone should watch out for.
啊，我们很热心，但是没有真知识。
Do we have the zeal but not the knowledge?
在什么情形之下，我们常常会充满着热心
？Under what conditions do we have this zeal?
啊，我们请看回利未记的第十章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 9.
第九章在描写这些祭司啊，他们开始来从事他们的工作。
Here talk about the priests doing their job.
啊，他们为自己来献祭，要为百也要为百姓来献祭。
Here talk about they're offering for themselves and for the people.
当他们在做的时候，神的荣光充满在他们当中。
When they're performing the act of sacrificing, God's glory was among them.
那是在九章的二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 23. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people.Then the glory of God appeared to all people.
这里说神的荣光向百姓来显现。
Here talk about the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people.
那二十四节又说到有火从神那里出来，来烧尽了他们所献的祭物。
And verse 24 it says fire came out before the Lord and consumed all the burnt offering.
他们看到神的荣耀。
And when people saw the glory.
他们真的知道神悦纳了他们的祭物。
They know that God was pleased with their sacrifice.
他们体会，他们看到了神在他们的当中。
And they see God among them.
所以那个气氛，那个场面是非常热烈的。
And they were very zealous.
所以第十章这两个人他们就要拿着这个香炉来烧香。
So these two people burned incense.
在热心的当中他们这个没有按着神的吩咐。
Though they had the zeal, they did not took heed of God's commandment.
所以什么叫做热心而缺少知识？
So what is having zeal but without knowledge?
就是用人的意思来期待了神的吩咐。
This is when human will take over God's commandment.
因为神吩咐他们所要用的火是用那个祭坛上面的火。
God commanded them to use the fire from the altar.
大卫要把耶柜迎进耶路撒冷。
When David was sending the ark into Jerusalem.
那这也是一件让大家非常欢喜的事情。
That was also a heart-lifting event.
所以很多的人都来看这一件事情。
And many people went to see this event.
那耶柜是要用人抬的。
And supposedly, ark is to be carried by people.
但是在这个时候，大卫他们用人的意思来期待了神的吩咐。
But David's men used their own will to perform this matter.
他们用牛车来印这个耶柜。
They used a cart pulled by the cow to carry the ark.
他们没有看重这神的圣洁。
They did not regard God's holiness.
请我们也看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
这是使徒初期的情形。这是这个使徒教会当时的情形。
This was the beginning of apostolic church.
当时他们领受了这个主耶稣的救恩。
They first received God's salvation.
他们很多人受了圣灵。
Many of them received Holy Spirit.
他们实在真正的体会到主耶稣的应许实现了。
And they realized God's promise has been fulfilled.
所以他们知道主耶稣跟他们同在。
And they know that Lord Jesus Christ is with them.
他们大家都很受感动。
And many of them are moved.
他们大家都过着彼此相爱的生活。
And they loved each other and lived together.
甚至他们很多人把所有的财产都奉献了。
To the point they sold everything they have.
他们的这些做法让更多的人深深的受到感动。
And because they did that, many more were moved.
所以大家也都充满着热心。
And the zeal was among the people.
但是也有人在这热心当中没有真知识。
But some people had the zeal, but not the knowledge.
所以在《使徒行传》第五章第四节最后一句话，使徒这个彼得说：“你怎么心里起这意念呢？”
And in verse 4, Peter asked.Why have you conceived this thing in your heart?
就是这个人也是亚拿尼亚，也是一样，用他自己的意思来代替了这个神的旨意。
This man Ananias used his own will to replace God's will.
这是我们人很容易有的软弱。
This is our common weakness.
那这个会带来什么结果呢？
What's the outcome of this?
第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
彼得对亚拿尼亚说：“为什么撒旦充满了你的心？”
Here says Ananias, "Why has Satan filled your heart?"
当我们用自己的意思来代替了神的教训、神的吩咐
，Whenever we use our own will to replace God's commandment,
很容易的，撒旦也就充满了我们的心。
It's easy for Satan to come in and fill our heart.
所以这就变成一件。很可惜，很可怕的事情。
This is something scary.
我们再看回利未记的第十章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 10.
因为神是圣洁、完全圣洁的神。
Since God is a holy and glorious God.
请念第十节，利未记第十章第十节。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 10. That they may distinguish between holy and unholy.Between unclean and clean.
所以我们在生活当中，我们在拜神当中这是我们所应当有的原则。
This should be the principle that we hold.
我们有热心，但是不要忽略了应该有的原则。
When we have zeal, we should not disregard the principle.
什么原则呢？就是要把圣跟俗来分别，洁净的不洁净的要分别。
This principle is to distinguish the holy and unholy, and the clean and unclean.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Since our God is a holy God.
所以我们所做的事情也要是在神眼中看为对的，看为圣洁的。
So whatever we do, we should do the holy things and the righteous.
很多的时候不是照我们自己的想法跟做法。
Many times we cannot use our own ways to do things.
因为我们不是要这个让人喜欢，我们是要让神来喜欢。
Because we do not seek to please men, but please God.
请看第八节、第九节。
Let's look at verse 8 and verse 9. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, "Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink. You nor your sons with you.When you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die, it shall be a statue forever throughout your generations.
所以这里摩西告诉他们，摩西这个神告诉他们说，应该怎么做才免得你们死亡。
Here God told Moses and Aaron what they should do to prevent death.
本来人是有罪的，是不圣洁的。
Because men are sinful and unholy.
现在因为神的怜悯所以人能够来亲近神，来拜神。
But because of God's mercy, we are able to get close to him and worship him.
所以我们要照着神的吩咐, 我们才能够来接近这位圣洁的神。
Only we do according to his will, we can get close to him.
那在这里神特别提到说, 这个清酒、浓酒你们都不可喝。
Here it mentioned that they should not drink any wine or intoxicating drink.
就是说你要很谨慎,你要很清醒。
Which means they should be sober.
不要只有热心而没有知识。They
should be, they should have the knowledge along with the zeal.
不要只是沉迷于自己的这种私欲里头。
They should not dwell in their own lust.
就是不要只是照着自己的想法,自己的意思。
And they should not only follow their own will and own ways of doing things.
我们在热心当中,有时候我们只是在为自己做事情。
Sometimes when we're zealous, we're actually only doing things for ourselves.
好像在为神做,其实是为自己做。
Well, we may look like we're doing holy work, but we're actually doing work for ourselves.
因为没有清醒,不是清醒的。
Because we're not sober enough.
十章的第一节、第二节说，神降下火来，烧死了这两个人。
In verse 1 and 2, it mentioned that God's fire devoured those two people.
那我们对神的这一个做法，我们的反应应该是怎样？
And how should we look at this event?
请看第十章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 6. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled.
第七节.
Verse 7. You should not go out from the door of the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you.
这个祭司本来是为神来献祭。
Priests were supposed to be in charge of the sacrifice for the Lord.
就是做神的见证。
And they should testify for the Lord.
就好像今天我们也是为神来做见证。
Just as we all testify for the Lord today.
那神对我们的要求就是要圣洁。
And one of the requirements is to be holy.
那因为这两个人，他们所做的已经是没有看重神的圣洁。
And what these two people had done disregarded God's holiness.
所以神的原则必须要很明白的来彰显。
And God's principle must be shown clearly.
所以神让这两个人被火烧死。
So they die before the Lord.
所以我们对神，我们还是要深信神的公义跟神的慈爱。
We should believe in God's holiness and God's mercy.
还有神的公义。
And His righteousness.
因为这两个人他们是祭司。
Since these two people were priests.
他们是为神做见证的。
They were testifying for God.
所以他们要看重神的圣洁。
And they should regard God's holiness.
他们要看重神的荣耀。
And regard God's glory.
但是他们没有这样子做。
But they failed to do so.
所以神的公义的刑罚就临到他们的身上。
And God's righteous judgment were upon them.
我们请看路加福音12章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音12章48节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Verse 48. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with a few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required.
这里讲到说，多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。
Here talk about For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required.
这个祭司是被神所特别挑选的。
Especially for priests, which were specially chosen by God.
神也特别托付给他们这一个神圣重要的工作。
And God gave them the task of holy work.
所以神对他们的要求当然也是比别人还要严格还要高。
Therefore, God's standard for them was higher than others.
我们再看回利未记的第十章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 10.
我们看摩西他怎么来处理这个事情。
We should look at how Moses deal with this event.
这两个被烧死的人是要叫摩西叫叔叔。
These two people who were burned called Moses' uncle.
那这两个人是摩西的哥哥亚伦的孩子。
These two people who were burned were son of Aaron.
所以摩西这个亚伦摩西他们当然都觉得非常的悲伤。
And of course, Aaron and Moses were pretty sad.
我们请看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. Then Moses called Mishael and Elizaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp.
第五节。
Verse 5. So they went near and carried them by their tunics out of the camp, as Moses had said.
第六节。
Verse 6. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, Do not uncover your heads, nor tear your clothes, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord was kindled.
摩西、亚伦他们来面对、来处理这一个不幸的事情。
When Moses and Aaron dealt with this unfortunate event,
对事情来讲，他们不能够埋怨神。
They cannot complain to God.
因为这些事情其实神已经有吩咐他们应该怎么做。
Because God already told them what to do and what not to do.
那个烧香用的火是要用祭坛上的火。
The incense must be burned by the fire from the altar.
所以是他们自己没有遵守神的这个吩咐。
And those two people died because they did not regard God's command.
所以这个第五节第六节摩西就吩咐亚伦跟他其他的两个儿子。
So in verse 6, Moses said to Aaron and his two other sons,
说不可以这个蓬头散发，不可撕裂衣裳。
He told them not to uncover their heads nor tear their cloth.
这不但是对神应当有的一个正确的态度。
This is the right attitude they should have for God.
而且这个也是为了其他所有的百姓。
And they should do this for the sake of other, for all the people.
他们仍然要尽他们神所交代给他们的使命跟这个职责。
And they should carry on the task God has given them.
这个是对事情照着道理来行。
This is doing the right thing according to this event.
那从对人来讲，对人的这一个方面
，on the side of humanity.
这个摩西其实他充满着这种感情。
Moses were actually full of compassion.
所以第六节最后一句话说：“你们的弟兄以色列全家，为神所发的火来哀哭。”
So at the end of verse 6, Moses said, "But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled."
其他的所有以色列人为这两个人来哀哭。
And other Israelites were allowed to mourn for these two people.
所以亚伦这个做父亲的他也能够得着安慰。
So Aaron as a father can be comforted.
这是我们在对当我们面对一个事情的时候也是我们可以所可以学习的如何来如何来面对。
This is a valuable lesson we should learn.
对事情我们要照着照着原则照着道理来。
Whenever we are taking care of daily matters, whenever we're taking care of matters, we should have principle.
但是对人，我们总是充满着关心，充满着怜悯。
But to the people, we should be full with compassion.
当时彼得在处理这个亚拿尼亚的夫妇的事情，也是这样的原则。
And Peter also hold the same principle when dealing with Ananias and Sapphira.
我们请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章第八节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 8. And Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much."
这个彼得啊，他故意的来问这个亚拿尼亚的太太说，你们所卖田地的价银就是这些吗？
So here Peter purposely asked Sapphira, tell me whether you sold the land for so much.
其实彼得他的用意啊，是出于爱，爱这一个这个关爱亚拿尼亚的这一个太太。
And Peter's intention was trying to have compassion on Sapphira.
他想要引导他讲对的话，做对的事情。
And Peter was hinting Sapphira to say the right thing and to do the right thing.
希望借着他这样的一个问话来提醒他。
And he hoped to remind her and to warn her through this kind of questioning.
让这位妇女能够在神的面前来讲真实的话。
And Peter hoped that this woman can speak the truth in front of God.
只是很可惜，这个这位姐妹呢，她并没有。并没有讲出实话来。
But sadly, this sister did not tell the truth.
请我们看诗篇115篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm 115.
诗篇115篇第一节。
Psalm 115, verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth.Why should the Gentiles say?
Oh. 这里说荣耀要归给神。
Here talk about give God's name glory.
但是我们人呢，常常会无意当中会夺取神的荣耀。
And man often stole God's glory.
所以这里连续两次的说，不要这个荣耀不要归给我们，不要归给我们。
So in verse 1, it's mentioned twice, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us.
因为我们实在是不完全，我们实在不配得荣耀。
Because we are so imperfect and so unworthy of glory.
再看13节。
Let's look at verse 13. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great.
所以说无论大小，只要懂得敬畏神，他就必蒙福。
Here it talk about both small and great what will be blessed if they fear the Lord.
我们每一个人都需要蒙神祝福。
And all of us need God's blessings.
所以我们要成为一个无论大小我们都要成为敬畏神的人。
No matter big or small, we should become a God-fearing person.
那什么叫做敬畏神？
What is God-fearing?
从利未记第十章给我们一个提醒。
If we turn back to Leviticus chapter 10, there are many reminders.
一个敬畏神的人，他就是看重 神的圣洁，神的荣耀。
A God-fearing person really care about God's glory and God's holiness.
我们要常常提醒自己，万物都是神所赐给我们的。
We should often remind ourselves that God has created everything.
所以我们要感谢他，也要荣耀他。
We should thank him and give glory to him.
我们要建立正确的价值观念。
We should have the right value system.
不是我们自己怎么看怎么想，而是神他怎么看。
We should care about how God sees things and not how we see things.
常常看重神的教训，神的旨意。
And take emphasis on God's teachings.
这样我们才能够真的来建立起敬畏神的这一种坚固的信仰生活。
And through that, we can have a God-fearing life of faith.
我们请最后再看回利未记第十章。
And finally, let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章第三节。
Verse 3. And Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke, saying, By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified."
愿我们在信仰生活里头常常记得这一个经节。
May we remember this verse.
我们亲近神，不要忽略了我们的神是圣洁的神。
When we come near to God, let us not forget that He's holy.
只有这一位完全圣洁的神，他是配得荣耀的。
And only this perfect God is worthy of all the glory.
那这样子我们就成为一个敬畏神的人。
And let us become a God-fearing person through this.
神就必将他的福气来赐给我们。
And we shall be blessed.
唱诗第九首。
Let's sing hymn number 9. Please be seated.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
And our God is holy God.
所以我们也求神帮助我们成为一个更加圣洁的人。
And let's pray so we can become a holier person.
因为我们是他的儿女，所以我们要成为圣洁的人。
We are his children, and therefore we should become holy.
所以我们要跟神的圣洁有份。
And we should take part in God's glory and holiness.
也求主帮助我们让我们能够过着一个荣耀他的生活。
And may God guide us to live a righteous life.
过着荣耀他的生活。
A life that glorifies him.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.